Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, all you out there, ladies and gents. We are live on TNT, Talk to the Twins, and I am Butterfly, and we, oh, that's a short one today, honey. All right, we are live back again, once again, for love and relationships. And, of course, we have our special lady with us, the special therapist, and her name is Felicia. Is it Felicia or Felicia? I like saying Felicia. It sounds French. Don't you think? Yeah, she's from Francois. No, she's surprised from Georgia. But anyway, it's all right. She is in the building with us today on PNP Talk to the Twins, Love and Relationships. We are so excited about love and relationships because everybody wants to know something about love and relationships. And everyone is, you know, dealing with things lately. And this is spring, so we're going to do some spring cleaning and get rid of that dirty relationship. Going to help us with that so we can see signs of staging in a relationship. Yes, stages of a relationship, sorry. I'm thinking about home staging, honey. But anyway, also, we are gearing up for our Power Couples big event for Power Couples and those that are single and those that are not single. That are, you think you're a Power Couple, we would like to see you in the building. We will be giving you more information on that. That is coming up this year, and we're so excited. And, of course, Felicia will be there with us, joining us with this, and she is a therapist licensed, so she can help. And of course, you have the twins who are experienced in relationships as well. we have a divorcee and we have a married day, so we're gonna be there facilitating as well and hosting. But no longer will we hold you. We will bring Coach Felicia onto the show. He is a therapist. And she also works with a lot of people with family therapy, relationships. She's an advocate and strategist for relationships. So we're going to bring her on live. Do you have anything you would like to say, Angel Wynn, before we bring her on? Oh, no, just bring her on. Because I said a mouthful. Okay, we are live. Hello, Coach Felicia.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello! Welcome once again to the show. We're excited about today's topic.
It is always a pleasure being on the show.
Yes. Awesome. And now we're talking about stages of relationships, the good, the bad, the ugly. So we're a positive show, so let's start out with the good stages. What are the good stages of relationships?
Well, of course. Thank you so much for this invite, and I so stand in agreement with you guys for that Power Couple workshop that we are gearing up for. It's going to be a pleasure to be able to work alongside you lovely ladies, and I hope that the listening audience will indulge us with their presence so that we will be able to talk about the attributes of a Power Couple and help them to enhance in some areas, especially in the area of communication.
Yes.
But with that being said, since this is a positive show, I will definitely start out with talking about the stages of a relationship because, as we most times often realize, we do start in a positive phase. Usually that's right. With the giddy eyes, you know, just looking at one another and taking in the physicals and that type of thing, which is always good. Generally, in the beginning stages, we are always in that euphoric place. You know, you want to talk to the person all the time. You may or may not be asking all of those good questions that we should be asking in the beginning stages. Everything is pretty much, like you said, positive. Everything is good. Everything is lovely. You're getting to know each other, maybe on a surface level, and you're you're spending that fuzzy time together. You can't wait to see your boo, or you can't wait to text, or you're always looking at your phone. That's the positive side of the relationship, the coming together, the joining, as we would say. That's the cohesive part of the relationship. That's the good stage of a relationship.
Yes, that's the phase I like. Yes, the good part. I mean, you usually see all the good in a person in that stage and phase of a relationship. And that's always, that's the fun part. And that's the part I think some people, you know, they forget about, you know, the beginning of meeting that person and being excited about, you know, meeting them and getting to know them and what they like and what they enjoy doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you know what? You brought up a very good point. In the beginning stages, it's a really, really good idea to take note, actually reflect on some of those good, positive things that actually transpires and takes place. Because in the beginning stages, this is the, quote, good part of the relationship. This is the building part where you're doing things, you're discovering, you're learning, and you feel so good while you're doing these things. If the relationship is going in a positive direction. But it's really a good time to take note of things that actually work in the relationship. Take note of the good conversations. Really listen in the relationships, the beginning good stages of the relationship, because that is where you learn essentially the most. And those first, we call the euphoric stage of the relationship the first 18 months of the relationship, where everything is great. You're building momentum, you know, you love spending that quality time. You may even fall in love during the euphoric stage. It's really not uncommon when you'll hear people say, oh, it was love at first sight, or I can't live without them. I just can't, you know, this is the one, this is my one and done. You know, we hear all of these type of phrases in the good stages. But I would suggest, during that good time, really, really take note of what's transpiring. Really, really embellish in the goodness of that phase, because that is the phase that you will need to reflect back to when stage number two shows up, which is some of the bad. Some of the
Amen.
Bad is just, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You're moving on to some of the bad. I just would like to reiterate, take note. It is needed. It is so needed. So I just wanted to interject that right there. Take notes. But go ahead and let's move on to the next phase and stage that you're entering into.
The next stage is going to be the bad stage. This is where maybe you've had a fight now. You've had some conflict. You've seen some things that are questionable. You're questioning the relationship. You know, what? Why am I in this relationship? You know, that's the contemplation stage. Yeah, that's the contemplation stage where you're contemplating, well, actually, did I miss it? Now this is around the two-year mark. If things are not, if you haven't gone into an engagement within that certain time frame, or perhaps if we're older adults and we just say, hey, look, I don't need 2 years. I just want to be married within those 2 years. Then this may be a time when you evolve into a place where you're discovering bad things about the relationship. But if it's a relationship that you want to see come fully to pass in a good way, then reflect on those good times in the relationship in the first 18 months or so, or really just in the good times of the relationship. In the second stage, the bad stage, is where you get into that gray area where you learn more about the way that person communicates with their family, the way they communicate with their checkbook or their debit card, you know, the way they communicate with their children if they have some. That's when you start seeing the real.
Girl,
but I hit something. I triggered something.
The area, Sadie. Oh, honey, I'm going to hold my tongue right there, but keep on going. But the children saying, yes, ma'am. Yes,
that's
great
when you
front,
start
honey.
To see it. Yes, that's when you start finding out, oh, actually, that is your biological child, not just your child that's just at the house when we go pick up the other kids. That's really, you know, you find those real elements out about the individual. I always like to call it the representative is no longer at the table. It's table for two, and it's real you and real them. That's what you find out in the bad stage. That's where you find the conflict. That's where you find how you use your conflict resolution skills, if you will. So that's when you find out the true essence of what we actually have here. That's in the bad stage. And since this is a positive show, all bads can be made right. All bads can be overturned. All negatives can be overturned into positives. It's just a matter of how you perceive things in this bad phase and stage of the relationship. It's just a matter of your reflection.
Right.
It's really a matter of, okay, now that these things have been discovered, now that I see these things for what they are, what am I going to do with them? You know what I mean? Are we going to revert back to the good part of the relationship where things were good? Are we going to try to employ some of these things that we did in the beginning? So each stage has its place, and each stage
right.
can be built upon as well.
So, and two, depending on if you're willing to work on those things.
Absolutely.
You know, and this has to be two willing partners, you know, willing to work on that thing, like you said, with you know, financials, like is he or she, you know, just splurge to throw money away? Are they looking at the future? Are they trying to build something together? Or are they just, you know, just frivolous and do whatever? So you have to see, because that can also be something that would hinder a relationship from moving forward. So how much time would you suggest to give a relationship once you see and go through, or you're in the bad stage? Say you're in the bad stage now. How much time would you give it? Would you base it off of how good the good stage was? Or would you base it off your time frame of I do?
You know something? That is an excellent question. That's why I love being on this show. I love it. Because you guys really ask good questions. Oh, yes, ma'am. You ask some really good questions, because you know what? Precious, this is real. You know, and for each couple, that depends on two entities, those two individuals. You know how much you have invested. And I don't know if you guys have heard of the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule in a relationship, to kind of drive the point, is people will have 80% in that bad stage and leave over the 20% they don't have in the bad stage. So if you're really, really not careful, you have to reflect on the 80% in the good stage and decide, okay, this 20% that I'm discovering, am I going to leave over this 20% that's not so good and we're in this bad phase? But to answer your question, it's really no special magic number of I'm going to give them 6 months, I'm going to give them 3 weeks. That really depends on you, the individual. Every person knows what they really ultimately want. But more importantly, everybody knows what they need in the actual relationship. So that response would largely depend on you. It depends on, can I deal with this bad stage? Am I willing to wait this part out? You know, it's a really, really good practice to have a conversation about what you discover in this bad stage. It's a good idea to really, really practice and communicate out the parts of being in a bad stage. You know, hey, you know, Joe, I discovered in this area, or it may not be those exact words, but, you know, I really, really don't like the fact that, you know, I found out that you smoke. I didn't know that, because when we dated for a year and a half, you never pulled a cigarette out. Now that we live together, you smoke. You know,
right.
It could be any of those type of variables, any of those type of things that you discover. And then you really have to base that time frame upon how much do I have invested? How much am I willing to walk away from in this time that I have invested in the good stage? So it largely would depend on the individuals.
Right. Oh, that makes so much sense. So sometimes it is good to put boundaries or limits on what you expect of a partnership before, you know, letting it go or lingering around, because I have found friends and I can say myself too, that have lingered in something that really wasn't good for me, or I wasn't happy, but I thought, you know, maybe I should wait for that change. They want to change, you know, you wait for that change and you hope for the best, and then you end up getting worse or nothing at all out of it.
You know, you're absolutely right. Love is an investment. a relationship is purely an investment. You know, just like when you invest monetary values into stocks, bonds, and all type of things, real estate, it's truly an investment. It's one of those investments where you don't know if you're gonna, your risk is going to yield a high profit, a low profit, or no profit at all. It really depends on what you actually need out of the relationship. So in the good and in the bad, you make a decision. Am I getting what I need if this person never changes again? The thing that I've discovered now in this bad phase that I don't like, am I getting what I need, and can I live with what this situation is? You know, it's okay to give them boundaries or say, look, I'm looking for you to improve in these areas, but their comeback may be, well, you knew I did this early upon. So then,
yeah.
You know, so, you know what I mean? They could say, well, you knew I always messed up money. You know, you knew I wasn't good with money. You know, girl, man, you knew I shopped all the time. You know I love shoes and pocketbooks. You know, so it really, really depends on the person's needs. Person's wants. I mean, can they deal with what they've now discovered about you? You know, so it's really not a time thing. You could say to yourself, well, you know what, I'm going to have a conversation. If this doesn't change, some people have what we call deal breakers. You know, if they're doing something that involves a deal breaker, then that's an individual uh-huh. decision for yourself. You know, I cannot deal with this. You know, I can't deal with you
right.
wanting to beat on me. That's a deal breaker. You know, I can't deal with you coming in at 3:00 in the morning every night saying that you've been hanging out just with your friends when, you know, you discern that there is more to that. So it really
right.
depends upon what you are willing to be at
put
peace
with
or at rest with, if you will. Yes, ma'am, put up with.
Yeah. And then that's when it gets really ugly, when like the violence and disrespect comes in. To make sure that you're taking care of yourself as well, because you want to keep that respect in the relationship. Because once respect is lost, then the relationship pretty much is at a stalemate. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, ma'am. There is a book out
mm-hmm.
called Love and Respect. Women want
mm-hmm.
love in the relationship, and men have to have that respect. If there is no respect, if she's not respecting him and he's not loving her, then you're really not going to get very far in the relationship. If he's not being respected as the man in the relationship, then there's definitely going to be some issues that will explode in the ugly phase, stage 3 of the relationship. If you don't work out the issues in stage 2, in the bad parts of the relationship, they're guaranteed to explode in phase 3, the ugly part of the relationship. And the ugly part could be where people actually decide, you know what? I discover some bad things, and guess what? Now I'm out. I can't deal with that. So that's where it can really, really get ugly. It can get ugly because, just think, some people walk away and never give a closure conversation. So therefore,
right.
the other party, yes, yes. So what shows up in that situation is now you got somebody threatening you. Now you got somebody stalking you. Now you got to put them on block. Now you got to, you know, those type of things.
Yeah,
so,
block them.
Yeah. You know, your best
block
friend becomes
people.
Block.
Right.
So you have to be mindful of those things.
Right. Okay. So stage 3, what is stage 3 of this relationship thing?
Stage 3 is the ugly stage. That's that ugly stage
yeah.
that didn't get developed out of stage 2. Stage 3 is essentially, when you're talking about the good, bad, and the ugly and the stages of change in a relationship, you go from this blossomed relationship to now it's ugly because, like I said, you know, you'll have the bad things that get developed or get discovered, rather, and you don't address those issues, and now it turns very ugly quickly because there's no communication in stage 2 or maybe a little
right.
bit lack of communication in stage 1. All of them are tied in together.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You know, in stage 2, you have a bad phase of a relationship, but that stage can be turned back into a good phase. So stage 2 is really that middle stage that can depend on how
yeah.
stage 3 is going to look. Is it going to look ugly, or is it going to go return back to a good place? You know, all of that is very much dependent upon the communication piece.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. It sounds like it's all tied in with communication.
Yeah.
In stage one, the happy stage, you're communicating, you're wanting to get to know that person, you're doing things to try to make that other person happy,
right,
and enjoying life together. But in stage two, that starts to dwindle down. In stage three, you just have no communication, and then you're just at odds and not listening to one another.
Yes. You know, I would like to go to the closure. You know, when you're speaking about closure and having a conversation of when the relationship is completely, you know, at a point to where there's no going back, but how do you get that closure? Is it depending on how you feel about the conversation, or what if you never get closure?
You know what? That's a phenomenal question. Phenomenal. You had to really, really see. I told you I love being on your show because it is so good.
We love having you.
Oh, yeah. I love being on this show. When you don't get closure, that is almost like having the flu and never getting past it. Because you're never ever able to really process what happened. Why did this happen? What did I do? What could I have done? Do you think I should? That's where it goes into people having a lot of girlfriend chats, or the guys may talk with their fellas about, man, but you didn't talk to her about it. You know, that's where we have a lot of sidebar conversations. That's where we're trying to diagnose what actually happened in the relationship without actually talking to each other. Closure is a requirement for you to move on. However, you're not always guaranteed to get it from that other party. So it's a good idea to try to proactively get your closure in a relationship. When you see or when you sense this is coming apart in stage two, when it's bad, that's a good time to increase having those conversations. You know, talking about things that you may need to know for yourself. And closure is really not always for the other party. Closure is really just for you. Because that other party may get their closure in various ways. They may go into a promiscuous relationship, or they may go into, you know, coping by alcohol or shopaholic or all type of things. People cope in all type of ways. You know, they may become a sugarholic. They may become a foodie. You know, it just really depends. So closure, it's good to kind of proactively always have conversations so that if in the ugly stage it truly comes apart, you would have known looking back, you know what, I tried everything that I could. You know, I did this, that, and the other, and it simply just did not work out. Now, if you're fortunate enough to get the closure conversation from the other person, then that's great, but it's not always guaranteed. It's really not. It's one of those things that needs to happen more often, and sometimes it can, you know, after the fact when two adults say, you know what, I think we should talk about this. I think we should talk about what happened. I think we should, you know, figure out where did we go wrong. If that's possible, that's a great thing to do, and I think it's a healthy thing to do. So when you move on, you'll know, you know, I won't do that in my next relationship. If you're fortunate to have that, that's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
It is. Yes, closure is good. Closure is good. I can't say it enough. Closure is good.
Yeah. And then it gives you a sense of peace and knowing that, you know, you let it go. Because letting go is freeing yourself of a lot of issues that you may carry that you don't need to carry.
Yes, ma'am. I think even if I'm going to paint a scenario picture really quick. If you're in a relationship and it came apart and you're asking yourself, what happened? That means you didn't get closure. That means you really didn't have that clear communication that allowed you to understand why this relationship came apart. Something good for you to do individually is write about it, journal about it. Journaling is very effective for you to process your timeline of healing, essentially. Have a conversation about your experience in your journey. You can say, well, you know what? You really can talk about whatever you want. I did this. I tried that. I didn't do this. Yeah, I really was guarded. Yeah, I really didn't. I didn't really tell him how I felt. You know, you can kind of look at some of the things you might have done to contribute to the demise of the relationship. So if you don't get that closure conversation with the person, you can always write it out in a journal. You can, it's a few things you can do to get that closure. And just knowing, oh, you know what, from not doing this, or I learned from doing that, those type of things to kind of help you going forward in the future.
Awesome. That is so awesome what you just said. And, you know, we're coming to a close of the show now. We appreciate you so much being a part of the show. Again, we want to let our listeners know that you are available for counseling, that you also have a book that will be coming out this year. And could you give them that information as well, where to find your book?
You are always welcome to locate me at queendreams.com. That's QUEENDREAMZ.com. I can be found at that website if you want to reach out and contact me for more information about my upcoming releases. My most current, the pending release that I have is the book called Loving You Feels Right, But I Don't Want to Be Wrong. And I have some other ones that speaks to the relationships. One is called Now That We've Said I Do, Now What? That's pending. And also Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace. Those are conversational books for couples to have proactively before they get married. And then the marriage edition is Now That We've Said I Do, Now What? And essentially these are conversational books to usher in and enhance the ability to truly communicate with one another. As always, it's been a pure blessing. I look forward to another time to share. More importantly, I hope that I will meet these lovely people that listen in on your show at our upcoming workshop. And you ladies, be blessed.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will be in touch, and we can't wait for our upcoming workshop. And we will be getting that information out to everyone as soon as we get all the ends tied up, and we're so excited. So we'll talk to you really soon.
Yes.
Thank you, Coach Felicia.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you, ladies. Take care and be blessed.
You too.
All right. That wraps it up for PNP Talk to the Twins. Love and Relationship with Coach Felicia and the Twice Twins. We love doing this segment of our show. We have so many other shows, but this segment is close and near and dear to our hearts because we know for a fact that there are relationships out there that God wants to put together and
mend,
and it is so needed. We need relationship building skills for everyone across the board, families, friendships, loved ones, husbands, and wives.
Yes.
So
this
is the outlet for you to listen in, tune in. If you ever want to call in, we're at 714-333-3314 to give your point of view, or if you have a situation, we can pray with you about it. Coach Felicia can give you some great advice.
Yes.
That's what we do.
That's our
call.
That's our call to life. But once again, we want to thank you for tuning in to PNP.
Talk to the Twins. I'm Better Fly. And I'm an angel.
Now, there you go. Every time we come on this show,
she goes out, honey.
Yes, she does. That angel wing is working now, honey. She's back in action. She's trying to get back up to par.
Yes,
her recovery is taking a while. But we are so thankful. We're so grateful. And once again, we want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to Camping Talk to the Twins. Don't forget to tune in on Thursdays to reignite your passion. Your life, your passion, your soul, your everything, honey, because it's 2016. This is the year to receive and to believe.
Yes.
Come back again for love and relationships. So we're getting ready for this power couple thing, and we would love for you to be a part of it. So stay tuned so you can hear more about it. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it, not a thing.
And don't forget, God loves you all as well.
Talk to the Twins. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. And follow us on Facebook.
Oh, and now you can follow us on Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
And Periscope.
See y'all.